Round Island with a Fridge by Tony Hawks. Read by me, Tony Hawks. Prologue. I'm not, by nature, a betting man. However, the pages that follow in this book do not bear testimony to that. In fact, they exist wholly as a result of a bet. I'm not, by nature, a drinking man. However, the making of the bet which led to this book does not bear testimony to that. Because I made it when I was pissed. Everything you read from this moment forth is a tribute to what can be achieved as a result of a shabby night of booze. Chapter 1. If Only. In 1989 I went to Ireland for the first time. I don't know why it had taken so long. Some parts of the world you make a conscious effort to visit, and others you have to wait until fate delivers you there. When the moment arrived for me to set foot on the Emerald Isle, it was as a result of a badly written song. An Irish friend from London, Seamus, had urged me to compose a piece for him and his mate Tim to sing at an international song competition, which was held each year in his hometown. Qualification for the final, he explained, was a formality, provided I agreed to do a 20-minute stand-up comedy set for the audience whilst the judges were out. Seamus wanted to perform a humorous song, and had asked me to come up with something that would set it apart from the other mundane entries. In the event, what would set it apart would be a quite significant drop-in standard. The song I had written was called I Wanna Have Tea with Batman. Now, I consider myself to be a good songwriter, in spite of my only commercial success being a one-off hit record called Stutter Rap by Morris Minor and the Majors. But this song was, how can I put it? Yes, that's it, poor. To their credit, Seamus and Tim conjured up a performance to match it. In an extraordinary gesture, which was at best surreal...